This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And now here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341, where we'll be each and every week on Sunday nights at 6:30 p.m. for the entire football season. This segment of the Larry Harrell Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And now join us, the head football coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Larry Harrell.
How's it going, Kip?
It's going well, Coach. Hurricane Hermine came through here, threw everything off last week, and we had to reschedule the Cook County game for Saturday at noon in Adel, Georgia. Hot, humid. Press box was like an oven broadcasting from. It was just a hot day in Adel, Georgia, but the Pirates go over, get a 34-14 victory. Talk a little bit about that outcome.
Well, just want to give all glory and honor to God, as I always say, to getting a wonderful victory. Just proud of my kids and my coaches, just being able to handle the adverse conditions, and started out kind of slow, but we stayed the course, and we finished off stronger than what we started. So coaches, we always talk about the biggest improvement is from game one and two, and I thought we played much better as a team collectively than we did the first week.
Coach, talk a little bit about that game plan. I know just, you know, broadcasting the game, you could tell exactly what you were trying to do. You were trying to wear them down because we had a lot more personnel than they had, and they were running a lot of guys both ways, especially some of their skilled people. And we were running the football. We ran it right at them for the whole first half. And like we was talking before the show, they had to use two timeouts just to take a breather. And they got a little bit tired. And that last drive right before the end of the first half when we go down and score, I think that was the turning point of the game.
Yeah. Just I felt like we were the better conditioned team. We had a size advantage on them. Felt like, of course, we had more people. So you want to use those, you know, that hot temperature and our fast-paced tempo to kind of wear them down, as you stated earlier. The biggest thing we want to do game plan-wise, not having we were out three of our big guys on offense. Of course, Brandon McMaster set out, John Kano, and Malik Austin, the big receiver. And so what we want to do is still rely heavily on our run game, but Shaq Robinson is out too, so we're down to about one running back. And so this week our game plan was just to get everybody involved, and I think we did that. Everybody touched the ball, playmaker-wise. Our offensive player of the week is Jamarr Stevens. Thought he played a masterful game, orchestrated the offense very well, and just got the ball in the hands of our playmakers. Thought he made some great decisions, ran the ball well. And just some of his stats, he was 14 of 22, which is 63% for 203 yards. He also ran the ball for an additional 36 yards, and was just, like I said, just on point, and really was a catalyst for what we tried to do.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talk a little bit about Jamarius. Last week when we left out of the coffee game, when we had the show, we talked about, you talked about some of the little things, and some of the little things where we were just a hair off on the passing game against them last week, and we had some plays that we didn't make. But this week, we made some of those plays, and Sean Smith looked like that big-time recruit that that he is, and he caused those guys a lot of problems. A couple of two or three pass interference penalties, they had this small corner out trying to guard him, and it caused them a lot of problems, and they really struggled in pass defense yesterday.
When we watched the film, the coaches, Coach Williams, the wide receiver coach, and Coach Scott at the coffee game really felt like we needed a passing game, because eventually teams are going to start loading the box and try to stop our powerful running game, as you talked about. So they've been working at the practice relentlessly on just working on one-on-one routes, and just getting our timing down a lot better. And I think you saw the improvement in a week's time. Sean Smith was had five receptions, 59 yards, and finally got his first TD. And we have to make him a vocal point of the offense. Like you said, he's a South Carolina commit, SEC kid, and you know if the defense gonna play him one on one backside, we have to make him pay. And those two penalties were costly, and I really feel like he took advantage of the one on one matchup. The other surprise I've been telling you about him, number three, Calvin Godet, our super freshman, he had four receptions for 99 yards, one TD, and had a 74-yard, catch, which was big. Kelvin Daniels was another one. And we got big Wally Golden. Wally Golden played exceptionally well in the run game. When he starts playing hard on the run late in the game, we were able to sneak him across the middle for a quick, timely pass. So the things that we do to playmakers, we have going to make it real tough on opposing teams. What are you going to do? You're going to take away the run. We have playmakers on the edges. You're going to negate, you know, the middle of the field. We have a big tight end that can take advantage of that. So just really glad to see our offense expand, you know, tremendously from week one to two.
Coach, talk about that touchdown pass to Wally Golden. These guys were struggling to stop us. We were starting to lean on them pretty good on the offensive line. And when you struggle stopping teams from running the ball, you creep those safeties up to the line of scrimmage to get a little extra run support. And that was a great play call. And we talked on the radio. Even Teddy said he probably could have caught that pass if he didn't have to run too much further. But that was a great play call and good touchdown pass. And he caught that with one hand, by the way.
Yeah. Well, actually, we've been working on that all summer. Yeah. And, Coach Scott saw it. Late in the game, I mean, we were hammering them pretty good. And as we got down closer to the goal line, like you said, the safety started actually negating the middle of the field, just running down, trying to help with the run. And Coach Scott said, Coach, you know, that pass play across the middle is open. And we called it. I mean, literally nobody was there. He walked in. So just you know, we again, like to take what the defense gives us. We like to see them sell out against the run. And then we can, you know, attack them vertically now. We can attack them horizontally. And now we can attack the middle of the field, which a lot of times in high school football, Kip, that's the most, you know, left open place in the field is those middle of the field. So just glad we have a big guy there that can you know, hold that middle of the field when teams want to get a little nosy in that run game.
I want to talk about this package we ran on them at the end of the first half when we had Jaboy Williams, 6'4", 321, big man Demery, 6'6", 319, and then you had Wally Golden stacked up in there like an H-back at 6'3", 242. And we were just running at left tackle on these guys.
Well, they scored off of, I think we had to kick off the ball three times.
Yeah.
And they got a big play up the middle. And the thing I like about this team for our going to that is that every time we went down and they were panicked and they were fussing at each other, they were just like, okay, because we'll get it back. And so those three guys went to the Coach McKenzie, the offensive line coach, and said, Coach, don't throw the ball, just run it. I said, okay, when those big guys talk, you better listen. So we ran the same play, Kip, nine times in a row.
Yes, we did.
We just ran right behind those three guys, never adjusted. We tried to run it faster, and we ran the same play until we scored.
That's right.
And, I mean, those are some big, huge guys. Like you say, Wally's 6'4", 250. So, I mean, and he did a great job. I think Coach had him down for like six pancake blocks in the run game. So that's why I was excited. When I see my receivers and tight end blocking, I love to get them the ball just to reward them for selling out. Because when you get those big runs and different things like that, it's because of the blocking downfield.
And one thing I noticed is they had a 205-pound defensive end out there trying to do something with 6'6", 319, Deontay Demery, and I knew that was going to be trouble. So more to come on the Larry Harrell Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new stop for wings, burgers, and fries? Game Time Wings and Things on 341 just across from Captain Joe's is your new home for a great time and great food. Whether it's stopping in for a game of darts, a game of pool, lunch, dinner, or just to enjoy the sports atmosphere, Game Time Wings and Things is your new home for a great time on 341. So stop on in and see Paul and the gang or call in an order 912-275-7246. Game Time Wings and Things.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location from Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. This segment brought to you by Game Time Wings and Things, I-95 Toyota, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, we talked a little bit about the offense in the opening segment. Let's get to the defense a little bit. We gave up one long touchdown run on a missed assignment because we had a guy there to make a play, and he just didn't make a play. Other than that, they did nothing on offense.
No, I think they had 103 yards at halftime, and they finished up with 186. So a lot of it came on a 172-yard run. Like you said, guy missed the play. But we just really controlled the line of scrimmage again for the second week in a row. Really third week if you go all the way back to the scrimmage. Our defensive player of the week is going to be big Reggie Jackson. Some of his stats, he has 6 tackles, 2 solos, and a couple of tackles for losses. And I just felt like he just really penetrated their backfield. And just doing a masterful job. Coach Butts commented that his best attribute right now is just his hands, how quick he gets off of the ball. And then we start talking about the depth, how we rotated those 6 D linemen and just wore them down again. We're going to talk about Sherrod Frazier every week, another masterful performance. Seth Neugebauer graded out to 97%. Just a solid kid, man. We're going to talk about him every week. Sean Ward had, I think, 7 tackles. Cam Fletcher had 9 tackles. So just the line of scrimmage guys really did their job. Except, like I said, we missed that one gap. And I think that kid was a lot better than what I thought. The Brandon Doe kid, the running back from Cook, was a lot better than what I thought. He had good speed, good vision. And I really think that Cook team is going to make a lot of noise once they get back down to 3A. They were a scrappy bunch, and I thought they played hard.
Yeah, now you look at some of these score comparisons. You know, they lose to Brooks County in overtime by a touchdown, and then Brooks County turns around yesterday and beats Clinch by 2 touchdowns, and Clinch is defending state champs and was number 1 in most of the polls that I've seen. So they got a chance to have a pretty good season. Coach, talk a little bit about Reggie Jackson again. He was our City Market Player of the Game on the broadcast yesterday, and for the last 2 weeks, he's really showed up and played some good football in the middle of that defense.
Well, it's funny you say that. Funny story. His mom works in the local store, and I saw her, and we were talking, and I said, "What do you think about Reggie?" She said, "Coach, I told him he got to pick it up." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Well, at the first game, I heard Rudy Nixon's name more than I heard his name." I said, "Did you tell that shit?" "I sure did." I said, "Babe, you got to pick it up." So his mom's a great woman. And before the game, I mentioned that to him. I said, "What did your mom tell you?" And she, you know, he repeated the same thing. I said, "So what you going to do about it?" He said, "You're going to see, Coach." So when your mom calls you out, that spurred on that performance. And like I said, he's only going to get better as he continues to get in shape.
Yeah, and he's the rest of that defensive line. You were talking about rotating players. You know, when they got forced in the situation where they had to pass, we talked on the broadcast about number 13 would be coming off the edge. Oh, yeah. And they had trouble blocking our speed guys off the edge as well.
Yeah, Tevin Small, yeah. Like I said, he's a small guy, but, you know, just a technique-savvy kid, using hands well, played with good pad level. George Mincy got his first start, thought he did a good job. And then, you know, we brought Rudy Nixon off the bench and Anthony Polite and then Dwayne Austale. And they just wear you down. Having those guys ready, fresh to rotate, you know, every two, three plays is a great benefit to have. And we're glad to have those guys a part of our team.
You're listening to the Larry Harrell Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talk a little bit about those linebackers. And case in point, during the broadcast yesterday, they ran an option one time, and Seth was out there, and he made the quarterback commit to the pitch. And, he didn't make the tackle, but he forced the pitch, and the other guys were there to clean it up. He does the things you tell him to do.
And that's what you need. Yep. You know, everybody can't have the talent of a Sherrod Frazier or, you know, even a Cam Fudge. You need that solid guy that's going, you know, it's not going to ever go down in the stat book, but just him playing his position, because most guys would have ran in and tried to take the pitch and got faked out. But Seth's job all week was to sit on the quarterback on that play, and that's what he did, and he forced the pitch. And then the guy that's responsible for the pitch, I think it was Jalen Jackson, blew up the receiver and made it hit in the backfield. So, you know, everybody, as we talk about all the time, do your job. Don't do nobody else's job. Just do your job. And I think Bill Belichick is synonymous for saying that. And it's true. Just do your job. And collectively, if all 11 men do their job, then you have the type of defense performance that we've been having.
I know what your answer is going to be, but I'm going to ask the question anyway, Coach. I'm a fan, and I'm already looking ahead to a certain game in October. How hard is it not to get caught looking ahead as a football coach and knowing what kind of team you're putting together here? How hard is it not to look ahead?
Not hard at all. And in retrospect, and I know you're going to think I'm, you know, fibbing on this one, but I know you contacted me about something, and we're not where we're at because of, you know, being able to look ahead. We're good because we work hard and because we focus on the little things. And that's how you get, you know, knocked out per se. That's how, you know, Mike Tyson got upset because he was looking ahead to the big Evander Holyfield fight. So we have to concentrate on the little things. So as soon as the Cook game was over, all we talking about is Wayne. I think, you know, the team across town is doing a great job. They have a great coach. They're state runner-ups. I think they can afford to do that. They choose to do so. But we have to focus on a little thing, continue to get better every week. And that's what we harp to our players. And I think those sentiments will be echoed again tomorrow in practice, that, you know, 1 minute at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 day at a time, 1 week at a time. And, you know, when that time arrives, you know, we'll talk about that.
Coach, talk a little bit about your defensive backs. I know that Cook can't throw the ball like Coffee did, and I know our DBs took that a little bit personal last week, and I saw Jalen Jackson and Gamage coming up and run support, and they arrived there with some bad attitudes a lot of times, and you could tell that they really took that personal last week, and they played a lot better yesterday.
They did, and that's what you like. You know, there's a problem if you know, if there's a leak in your pipes, you call the plumber and you get it fixed. And those kids took everything personally, and the whole team did. Again, you know, started out sluggishly, went at halftime. I just told them one thing, finish. That's all I said. And they was like, Coach, you right. And they went out and did it. And so to have kids that it mattered that much, that it cared, and they came right back and played a massive game. And Cook had some good receivers. They had a big six out there. I think he's a freshman. That kid had to be 6'4", 6'5".
He's big.
And, you know, they tried a little clinch, but he's technique sound. And, you know, we're going to continue to get better. I have great coaches. Coach Marcus Young is coaching the corners. Coach Kurt Williams, coach the safeties. And they rode those guys all week long. And trust, nobody felt better than those guys about the Coffee look. And that's the thing about, we're going to talk about Coffee all season. Just always remember what happened, and that's going to be that thorn in our side that's going to keep us driving and keep going whenever we get tired and want to get better.
We will be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust. This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
The best print shop in Glynn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's. This segment is brought to you by Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach, you talked a little bit about the halftime speech, and we were debating during the broadcast, and I went on record to say that the halftime speech would probably be one that you probably couldn't publish. So you tell me, you just went in there and said, just stay focused.
Believe it or not, yeah. Like I said, last year, I could have told you, I probably exaggerated, but these kids are different. I mean, they really felt, bad about the way they were playing, and they sat down and they actually started talking amongst themselves about what they need to do better. And, I just basically told them, okay, guys, we gave them everything that they had. We gave them the kickoff return. We gave them the, got out of position for the touchdown. Let's not give any more gifts. Let's buckle down, play Brunswick High football. And, let's go home with a victory. And they did it, And like I said, I think we were talking off key. And that punt, turnover by Gamage, he punched the ball out and we got it back, is what ignited it. And I think we exploded in the third quarter for 22 points. So it just shows how explosive we are. And we get our other guys that's injured back, you're going to really see something.
Coach, talk a little bit about special teams. We looked good last week against Coffey, but, after a big win, there's always things you can coach up. And we gave up a long kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yeah, the kickoff return, if you listen to the broadcast, we had to kick it three times in a row. One time we were offside, the other time was offset penalties, and the guys just got fatigued, but that's no excuse. You got to focus on that. Somebody got out of their lane, and they have playmakers, so we'll get that corrected. Dalton, we try to do some other things in special teams, try to go for a couple two-point conversions just to, see how they worked out. Didn't work out for us, but we got a two-point conversion after he went 2-for-2 on extra points. And, those extra points, like I told him, are important. He saw that in the Coffey game. I said, you got to focus in and make those. And he'll only get better the season goes forward. He's a great kid. And, just love his work ethic and what he brings to our team.
Coach, talk about the first touchdown. And we run the swinging gate. We line our guys way up and see if they adjust to it. And they didn't. And we had the look that we were looking for. We flip it out there to Carmine, and he bobbles the ball. It was there.
Well, actually, he didn't bobble it. Yeah. We snapped the ball, and John Kane, the replacement, didn't move, and he didn't show the pad. That's what happened.
Okay.
So, had he gotten out of the way, you saw it. He would have walked in the end zone.
He was there. It was there.
So we have to work on it. He was new at that position, didn't know, that when the ball snapped, you need to go forward and go block somebody and hit his shoulder pad. So that's what I said. We'll get better continuously, and we want to be playing our best ball in November and hopefully December and not in September. So another great note that I brought up to them, and they kind of don't like when I reflect, this is my this is our first win in September. Last year we didn't get a win in September, so that kind of made me happy as well that, hopefully we can make this a September to remember as far as going undefeated in September rather than not winning the game like we did last year.
Well, Coach, let's move forward to the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. And on the way back from Cook yesterday, we were listening to a little bit of the Valdosta Wayne County broadcast. And it was 0-0 at halftime. And you know how well thought of Valdosta is around the state. And they came out and opened it up in the second half and was able to win 28-0. But Wayne battled those guys pretty tough yesterday.
Well, Wayne, to me, is a mirror picture of Coffee. They're big. I don't know where you get those big kids from. They're always big. They're athletic and they're physical. And Coach Chastain got there in June. We just talked about it. And, you know, I told him I wouldn't trade a year one for anything. But, you know, I could tell already that he's doing a much better job as far as, you know, the kids play hard. They come off the ball. And I figure, you know, another year or two down the road, they really going to be something to reckon with the talent that Wayne always produces. He's an excellent coach. Comes from a good pedigree, was at, you know, Camden County for years, so he knows how to win. And that formula for success is going to be make them dangerous. And we're going to have our hands full this week between the bricks.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you had one of your former players last night on ESPN, caused a safety, had a lot of tackles in that football game. You showed me a text you got from Coach Smart after the game about him. Talk a little bit about how proud you are to have your former players go on and do great things, and how enjoyable was it watching that football game last night?
Well, it was a great weekend. Of course, we got the victory. I was happy about that. I'm glad that the hurricane didn't damage anybody's homes, and we made us, because I've been through some, you know, bad hurricanes. But the night before, I got to see a guy named Dedrick Clark, which was my quarterback my first year in Maine County. He played for Colorado State. Coach Bobo did a great job, and me and Roquan was texting about that. And then me and my wife got home. I was exhausted at the game, but she was like, I can't believe this boy's dreams come through. This kid, all he talked about is playing in the Georgia uniform, and I got to see him on national TV in the Georgia Dome playing for the Georgia Bulldogs, and not just playing, balling. You know, I walked in my coach's meeting today, and first thing my coach said, Coach, I did not know we're calling that fast. I said, where you been at?
Where you been?
I said, that's why he got recruited, because of his speed. But I'm just so proud, like a proud father, man. Just, you know, he works so hard, and even Coach Smart always comments how hard he works, and he only knows one speed that's forward. Made a couple of checks, and he's only going to get better, man. That kid has a drive and tenacity like I've never seen. And like, again, I'm just proud, and I know you was excited too as well for what the young man brought. And then off the field, he's a great young man too.
I even called you up during that broadcast and asked you if you taught him how to play that screen the way he was playing it last night.
Yeah, he's a smart kid. I think they interviewed him, and he said that North Carolina had ran that play earlier. And that's one thing about him. He has great, you know, recognition or memory recognition. And he said, when he run it again, I'm going. He ran it again, and he was on it. So just proud of him. And he's only going to do great. And I think the Bulldogs overall, people are going to be really excited about, you know, Jacob Eason. I mean, he's a talent. And, you know, I just was really proud of, you know, the Georgia Bulldogs last night as a team.
Coach, one last Cook thought. Give us your it's always great to get a victory. Performance was there, game plan was executed, always things you can coach up as a coach. I'm sure you found a lot already. Just reflect one last time on yesterday.
Well, the biggest thing is like I told my guys for the game, when I went out there playing in that sun, playing on Saturday, we got out of routine. We had to face adversity. And so I think we handled it well. When I looked at both teams, they both were shocked to be playing on a Saturday. And I said, the team that can handle this adverse situation will be victorious, and we did. I'm just proud of them, and look forward to making two in a row this week against Wayne County.
Coach, talk a little bit about our fan support yesterday. It looked like we had more people there than Cook County did.
Yeah, real proud of the fan support. They were loud, positive. The kids were happy to see them. And I'm really excited to get back to Brunswick in our stadium and seeing that fan support like we have. You know, the Blue Crews, they call themselves our student section. Hope they're there, be lit, and, you know, the community and as a whole will be there to support these boys, because they're excited to get back home and try to get a victory that we didn't get 2 weeks ago. So come on out, enjoy the show, and we should have all our injured players back, and we're going to go for two in a row here in September.
Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341 and join us every Sunday night at 6:30 for the Larry Harold Show. I'm Kip Branch signing off, and Coach, as you always say,
go Pirates.